This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do. Because I work for you. And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you.
An earth-shaking announcement in Albany, New York today, though not entirely unexpected, as it was announced with the typical polemic rigor that so defines one of the United States' grand political families. Andrew Cuomo has resigned as governor of New York State.
Because as we say, it's not about me. It's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
This resignation culminates a precipitous fall from grace for Governor Cuomo, who but a few short months ago was heralded for his assertive handling of the coronavirus pandemic and touted as a formidable presidential prospect for the 2024 election for the Democratic Party. He resigned today just within the last hour following an inquiry that found he sexually harassed 11 women, mounted legal pressure and demands for his departure by President Joe Biden and others. The results of a five-month independent investigation concluded that Governor Cuomo had engaged in contact that violated U.S. and state law. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat from Western New York, will take over as governor of the state in 14 days. This is VOA News. Afghan insurgents targeted a police station in Farah on Tuesday as Taliban militants continued to capture more parts of the country. Gunfire was heard outside the compound in the capital of Farah province. Military personnel and security forces were forced to intervene as the attacks were carried out. Army officer Zabiullah Atal said the insurgents had targeted the compound 14 times since Monday night. In total, the Taliban insurgents have seized 5 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country in less than a week. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Tuesday its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the last week, an indication of the intensity of the recent conflict. An ICRC statement called on both Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents for immediate restraint, stressing that civilians and vital infrastructure such as hospitals must be protected from the fighting. The U.S. State Department announced today it was providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to Myanmar citizens who are coping with a humanitarian crisis sparked by a February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asia country, formerly known as Burma, has led to deadly anti-junta protests and clashes between several armed ethnic groups and the ruling junta. This has caused shortages of essential foods and services, and it has forced thousands to flee their homes. Demonstrators reportedly were protesting in the streets of Bangkok again Tuesday to denounce the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The United States Department of Justice is reviewing 9/11 records with an eye toward making more public. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
The Justice Department said Monday it is working toward providing families of 9/11 victims with more information about the investigation into the attacks. A two-page letter was filed in federal court in Manhattan as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. The Justice Department said the FBI recently concluded an investigation into certain 9/11 hijackers and potential co-conspirators, and it is working to see if previously undisclosed information may be shared. Last week, nearly 1,800 families, victims and first responders objected in a letter to President Joe Biden attending this year's September 11 memorial events as long as key documents remain classified. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca. And this is VOA News.